Kellogg's Pep, the super delicious cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman. Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman, for whom the Scarlet Widow has today set a cunning trap. By a strange chemical action, a piece of the shattered planet Krypton on which Superman was born robs the Man of Steel of all his great strength when he comes within 10 feet of it. A woman called the Scarlet Widow arranged to have the kryptonite stolen from the Metropolis Museum and then assembled Superman's 4 deadliest enemies, the Vulture, Der Teufel, Papa Roush, and the Laffer, and offered to sell each of them 1/4 of the kryptonite for $1 million. They demanded that the Widow prove the power of the kryptonite. She agreed. And as we continue now, on the moonlit terrace of her penthouse apartment, the gaunt, ugly widow, her little henchman Sniggers, and the 4 master criminals wait tensely. Behind them, in the almost darkened drawing room, a green, glowing, eerily humming fragment of kryptonite rests on a marble pedestal. Listen.
What time is it now, widow?
11:57, Sniggers. In exactly 3 minutes, at midnight, you'll see Superman in the sky to the west, above the Metropolis Bank spire.
Suppose he doesn't show up.
He will, Vulture.
How can you be so sure? The Daily Planet did not publish the advertisement you sent them.
I explained that before, Papa Roush. The Daily Planet seems to have some sort of contact with Superman. Especially a reporter named Clark Kent.
Kent? He's the one what was in the museum with the bobbies last night when I copped the kryptonite.
Yes, I'm sure he saw to it that my advertisement came to the attention of Superman. Just 2 minutes more and we'll know. You've got the red, white, and blue flashlights ready, Snickers.
Right here, got the 3 of them right here.
As soon as we see him, I give you the word. Flash them 1 at a time. Then you, Vulture, and Teufel, Papa Roush, and Laffer, step back into the drawing room and stand near the kryptonite where you'll be safe.
Widow, I just thought of something. Superman is clever, as well as amazingly powerful. If he does appear, how are we going to persuade him to come within 10 feet of the kryptonite?
Himmel, I forgot that.
Ah, yeah.
He won't be such a fool.
Don't worry, gentlemen. I too thought of that, and I've made the necessary arrangements. Snickers and I cut some small fragments from the kryptonite.
Taffin, a cutting steel it was.
We buried them in the flower pots around the room and terrace. The flower pots and plants are green, and the fragments are so tiny that the faint green glow they give off won't be noticed. I hope.
Superman has the eyes of an eagle.
2 eagles.
My instructions said he had to arrive here within 5 seconds after he saw the signal lights, if he wanted to obtain the kryptonite. He'll see the big piece on the pedestal and us by the time he notices the tiny particles in the flower pots, if he does. It'll be too late.
Ain't she got her head on her, though?
Yeah, but what if it...
What is that?
A church clock striking midnight. Now watch above the Metropolis Bank spire. Straight west there. In a moment, you'll see Superman.
Look, there he is.
Yes, I told you he'd come.
Where is he?
All of you, get back near the kryptonite.
Hurry, all of you, get back here. Quickly.
Ready with the flashlight, Sniggers?
Right.
First the red, then the white, then the blue. Hold each one about a second, then repeat.
As the 4 criminals rush into the drawing room and Sniggers prepares to signal Superman, the Man of Steel hovers above the tall bank spire, his keen eyes searching the east.
I don't see any signal lights. Wait. There's a red light flashing. And a white. And a blue. From that penthouse terrace. A man and a woman there. Ah, the man is the little cockney who stole the kryptonite. It must... Yes, there it is. On a pedestal in the apartment. And those 4 men near it. I thought so. Der Teufel, the Laffer, Papa Roush, and the Vulture. Now, what... Oh, so that's the little trap they set for me, eh? Tiny particles of kryptonite hidden in those flower pots. They thought I wouldn't see them. Well, I'll just get the police and we... No, I can't let them out of my sight. They said they'd only wait 5 seconds. Uh-oh, here they go back into the house now. What'll I do? I can't lose the kryptonite again and I can't risk letting Teufel and those others get away. Those tiny pieces of kryptonite might not affect me. They don't glow much. And I'll stay away from the big fragment. Oh, I'm taking a long chance, but I've got to. If I feel myself going weak, I'll get away. All right, here goes then. Down to that terrace. Down! Good evening.
What? Look, there he is.
Superman.
Well, this seems just like old home week. I'm not surprised to see you here, Teufel, and you others. I suppose you are the woman who signed that advertisement, madam?
Yes, I'm the widow. Come in, Superman.
No, thanks. I'll stay here, if you don't mind.
He's afraid of the blooming kryptonite, he is.
You and I have a score to settle later, my little cockney friend, but we'll get to that. All right, widow and gentlemen, what have you got to say now when you see the kryptonite fragments so cleverly hidden in the flower pots? Don't affect...
It's a kryptonite. It's getting him.
I've got to get away.
Why don't you fly, Mr. Superman?
He's fainted.
Blimey, just like he had last night. Out like a light he is.
I cannot believe it. The Steinhund lies like a dead body.
You were right, widow. You're wonderful.
His heart still beats. Vic, help me pull him to the big piece of cut tonight. We keep him there until he dies.
Yeah.
A splendid idea, Teufel. Give us a hand, Laffer.
Wait, stop where you are, all of you.
Why, widow? We have him now. We will finish him forever.
Yes, and then you won't have to buy the kryptonite, is that it? Very smart, my friends, but it won't work. If you want to destroy Superman, that's your affair. But you'll each have to pay me $1 million for a quarter share of the kryptonite. First.
You're a clever woman, widow. Much too clever.
Be careful, Vulture. I had you brought from the death house. Just one word from me and you'll go back.
She's right, Vulture. Let's play it her way. It's worth $1 million. With Superman out of the way, the sky is the limit for us. All right, widow. Divide the kryptonite. I'll pay for my share.
So will I.
All right. I'll pay too.
Good. Sniggers,
yes.
Get the children drills. Hurry.
Right there with you. $4 million. Sleep tight, Mr. Superman.
Gleefully, Sniggers rushes off to bring tools to divide the kryptonite among Superman's deadliest enemies, while the Man of Steel sprawls motionless at their feet.
We'll return in a moment for the exciting climax of today's episode.
Say, gang, it's not only a good idea for you to have a smart sundial wristwatch, the kind Kellogg's Pep is putting out, but all your friends ought to have one, too. Sure, because then you can tell time with the sun and make arrangements to meet, like I'll see you at the football field when the shadow falls on 4, or a club meeting will start when the shadow falls at 3. You see, this sundial wristwatch is doggone good-looking. There's a shiny aluminum dial about as big around as a regular wristwatch held flat to your wrist by a smart-looking strap. When you want to tell the hour, you just lift the pointer on the dial and aim it due north. The sun's rays will make the shadow of the pointer fall on the dial, and that's the hour of the day. Now, here's a tip. I won't be telling you about this swell sundial wristwatch much longer, so you better send for yours today. First, ask Mom to get you a couple of packages of that super delicious whole wheat flake cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Tear off the 2 box tops, be sure you get the ones marked top, and send them along with 10 cents in cash and your name and address clearly printed to Superman, Box 157, Battle Creek, Michigan. Let me give you that again. Send 2 Kellogg's Pep box tops, the ones marked top, 10 cents in cash, and your full name and address to Superman, Box 157, Battle Creek, Michigan. Ask Mom for P.E.P. Pep, made by Kellogg's of Battle Creek.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman.
In the Scarlet Widow's penthouse apartment, where Superman lies unconscious on the floor, Sniggers, working with drills and chisels, has finally succeeded in splitting the kryptonite into 4 equal parts. Her small, bright eyes gleaming, the widow turns to her unscrupulous guests.
Now, gentlemen, about the financial arrangements.
I will take my share of the kryptonite now.
Not so fast, Teufel. The terms are cash in hand.
I have no cash in hand. But will this do?
He's got a gun, he has.
Put that gun down, Teufel.
What do you take me for, a fool? Don't make a move now, any of you, or I will shoot to kill.
You haven't a chance, you cheap double-crosser. The only way out of this apartment is by private elevator. My men are guarding it. They'll kill you.
Oh, no, my friend. While all of you watch the kryptonite being cut, I managed to attach a long nylon rope which I brought with me to the terrace railing. I can reach the roof of the building next door by the rope, and I'm going to lock this door to the terrace behind me. By the time you get to the terrace, I will be out of sight. It's dark enough for my purposes. I have great purposes in mind. Now I have a piece of the kryptonite. Auf Wiedersehen to you all.
Here he comes.
Break this door down, somebody!
It's too thick, me.
Break it down!
Here's that door. I'll break it down.
Hurry, Lapa.
Just let me get my life into that bloke.
Look out. There.
Where is he?
I don't see him.
There, go across the roof down there. I've got a gun.
No, don't shoot, Lapa.
Why not?
I off your knob with you. Just ran off with a million of our money.
We can't have the police here, you fool. Superman's here. Now listen, all of you. Leave your kryptonite here and go after Teufel.
Leave the kryptonite?
No.
What do you say?
You all do as I say. You all have your gangs. Go to them. Tell them they must find their Teufel. Bring him to me. Then you can have your share of the kryptonite, not before. Now get going, all of you, unless you prefer to return to jail.
Well, I'll find Teufel. Come on, Vulture. Rush.
Go on now. Hurry. Get out. Snickers.
Yes.
Show them to the elevator.
Come on now, gents. Out you go.
That's a fine thing.
Hurry back, Snickers. We have important matters to attend to. As for you, Superman, I have further plans for you, too.
Wild with rage, the Scarlet Widow glares down at the unconscious figure of Superman. What are her plans for the Man of Steel? Don't miss tomorrow's exciting episode, fellows and girls. Tune in, same time, same station, and listen to The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Fellas and girls, be sure to follow the adventures of Superman. Brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station, by the grand old Kellogg Company of Battle Creek. And for other thrilling adventures of Superman, see your local newspaper. Superman is also a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Publications. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.